You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Brewers baseball today with our Brewers reporter, Adam McKelvey. Adam, hard to believe, but 2016 nearly coming to a close, 2017 right around the corner. And even though it was a difficult 2016 campaign for the crew, give me one or two games that kind of stand out to you from covering the team this past season.
Well, I'll tell you, the one that stands out in my mind, there's a couple, but there was a game in May in Cincinnati in which Aaron Hill, their sage third baseman, hit three home runs in a game, including a tying homer, I believe, in the eighth, a grand slam extra inning, and the Brewers beat the Reds. And it was, number one, just a great ball game and a breakthrough performance for a guy who really had been struggling and sort of looked done. With, you know, it looked like Aaron Hill wasn't going to be able to play anymore. And it set him forward on a really nice couple of weeks of baseball. But it was also the game that the Brewers got busted for breaking out these little post-game sayings. They were feeding Craig Counsell after victories, and he would have to work this little phrase into his post-game comments to the press. And on this day, it was that Aaron Hill hitting three home runs is as rare as seeing a dolphin in Lake Michigan. And, you know, he said it, and we all laughed. And look, it's rare. It worked. It was going to be a great quote. And then we go into the clubhouse, and we talk to Jimmy Nelson, that night's starting pitcher, and he breaks out the same phrase. So at that point, you know you're getting gamed, and the gig was up, and that was the end of that. But it was that's a game that really stands out to me as a fun one to cover.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that there wasn't more planning put into this, that, you know, the guys had to know that if more than one player, you know, or more than one person that says that phrase, you know the gig is up. So I'm a little disappointed in the effort there, aren't you?
Well, yes, but, you know, maybe they know that us reporters, we're not that bright, and we got lucky there.
Everybody except you, they know you're the brains of that bunch, so they weren't counting on you sleuthing that out, so maybe they'll plan better for 2017. And, Adam, of course, as the reporter for the team, you have access to the team that very few people, you know, have, and we all watch and listen to the games, but when you look at moments, you know, maybe in the press box before the game, in the clubhouse afterwards, like you said, with the Dolphin and Lake Michigan saga, anything else that stands out to you that you know, is not seen or heard by the average fan?
Well, you know, the Dolphin would definitely be the one. The other moment that stands out to me, this was one that everybody saw, but I think the best play for the Brewers of the year, Keon Broxton made a leaping catch in a game against the Cubs to rob Anthony Rizzo of what would have been a go-ahead homer in the ninth inning at Miller Park. And it was just a really cool moment on a lot of different levels. Number one, just a great baseball moment and a really great game for a Cubs team that was already chugging towards the World Series. It was also a really cool moment for Keon Broxton, who's a quiet guy, kind of unassuming, a little older for a it's hard to call him a prospect because he's not 22 years old, but he was getting his first chance to play every day. And just, you know, looking him in the eyes in the clubhouse after the game, you could tell that this is the kind of thing that a kid dreams about growing up. You know, it's robbing a homer in the ninth inning. If you're a center fielder, that's what you want to do, is get to the big leagues and have that moment. And he had that moment, and to kind of watch him appreciate it and kind of recognize it for what it was, that it was a big deal and kind of embraced that, I thought was really cool. That's one of those post games that really stands out to me as a lot of fun.
And it was so disappointing when he went down with that season-ending injury, because it seemed like he was really starting to put it all together offensively and defensively. And I think that's a guy, one of the primary guys on the 2017 Brew Crew, that there's going to be a lot of eyeballs on to see if he can really put it all together and have a healthy 2017 campaign. Adam, it's been a healthy 2016 podcast campaign for us, I do believe. I want to thank you for your contributions all season. I want to wish you and your family a happy holiday. Of course, with New Year's coming up as well, a lot going on. So I think you've earned a break, and we'll talk again in 2017, no question. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Milwaukee Brewers.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.